we have received CCTV footage that shows a homeless man on crutches being forcefully removed from the Morningstar hostel in Belfast. This is what the footage appears to show. The footage appears to show this man being dragged out of the Morningstar hostel in Belfast. The footage appears to show the man then being thrown outside. He lands on the ground. We then see a crutch being thrown from within the building towards the man. We don't know the circumstances before this footage, but we do have the footage and we want you to see it as well. You can look on my Twitter feed right now at Stephen Nolan. You can look on our Facebook page, The Real Stephen Nolan, and that's where you can see this footage. And I think it is in the public interest for this programme to ask the Morningstar Hostel in Belfast if this footage and what it appears to show is how homeless people should be treated. We know from the footage that we can see that it appears this man lay on the ground without anyone coming anywhere near him for a considerable number of minutes. We also know that the housing executive provides grant funding for the Morningstar Hostel in Belfast through the Legion of Mary. We know that the housing executive have now seen this video and email footage. And we know that the housing executive contacted the police after the Nolan Show had got in touch with them to tell them that we intended to broadcast this story after we had got in touch with them. Now, the housing executive tell us in a statement that they are working with the Charity Commission, who they say we understand is currently undertaking an investigation into this organisation, and they say we cannot comment at this time. So again, to break this news to you today, the Morningstar Hostel in Belfast is currently being investigated by the Charity Commission. Statement from the Charity Commission: they say that they've been made aware of an incident at the Morningstar Hostel. They say the Commission is taking this matter very seriously and has opened a concern into the charity. So the Housing Executive calling it an investigation, the Charity Commission calling it a concern. The police, they're also involved now too. They say that they've been advised of the existence of this footage. They say that they will obtain and view the footage to ascertain if any offences have been committed. And I know that some of you, as you're listening to me this morning, you will be blind. You only recognise the significance of this story if you have seen it. Let's bring the SLP councillor Paul McCusker into this. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Stephen.
Maybe you can describe, Paul, when you viewed this, because we asked you to do that. Maybe you can tell us what you saw.
Yes, Stephen, for anybody who sees this video will certainly be very concerned. I mean, what we see in the video is a man who's got crutches. So he's got a physical issue as well in terms of whether it's a broken leg or ankle. We don't know the extent of what's happened to him, but certainly he's got a pair of crutches. And one of his feet as well looks like he's got a shoe or a sock or a plaster Paris as well. So this man physically has injuries. And it looks in the video as well that this man was hurled then onto the street from staff at Morningstar. One of the things is that the work that I do, Stephen, on the streets every week.
And obviously there will be some of the staff at the Morningstar Hostel in Belfast who are both professional and maybe as concerned at seeing this as any of the rest of us. And by the way, the majority of the staff at the Morningstar Hostel in Belfast will not have been involved in this in any way, shape or form, Paul. But the video shows a human being thrown onto the street and then lying there with no one coming near him, and then someone from within the Morningstar Hostel in Belfast throwing a crutch out the door at him.
Yeah, unacceptable, Stephen, and very inappropriate approach to take. I mean, as you say, people within hostels right across the city, and I have to pay tribute to people who are working in our hostels who do tremendous work. I mean, many people who present needing temporary accommodation at our hostels are presenting an emotional crisis, or quite often suicidal. So people who work in these hostels do have to have a level of training. Quite often they get vulnerable adults training. And what that training does is teaches them how to respond in different situations. And what I've seen in the video, Stephen, that staff did not respond in the appropriate way. When you're dealing with...
Well, that would be subject to an investigation, wouldn't it? And we shouldn't draw any conclusion at this stage, because we do not know what happened beforehand. We do not know how this man was speaking, how he was, what we do not know, what we haven't seen within the footage. Yeah. So let's not draw any conclusions, but there should certainly be an investigation.
Absolutely. I mean, the thing is, I'm speaking in terms of my experience, Stephen, on working with the homeless for over 10 years, my experience in that environment. You're right, you said full investigation will happen, a very thorough investigation, and answers need to be given. I mean, a lot of questions I do have, what physical threat did this man pose? We don't know what has happened before it got to this point in terms of what this man done. But what should have happened, Stephen, is the staff should have removed themselves and phoned the police. But were the police contacted that night? And police then should have responded and took the appropriate action then. And again, I'm speaking from my own experience working on the streets, working within very hostile and very difficult, challenging environments. And our hostels can be very hostile environments, can be very challenging. But again, staff are trained and how to deal with that and deal with it in a sort of appropriate manner. But I'm speaking from my experience, and I want to ask why the staff felt they had to react this way. In the video also, Stephen, we've seen that it's a very cold, wet night, we've seen in the video. So again, what they done was they removed the man, put him on the street, and increasing his risk and more or less leaving him lying there. So again, did they inform someone that that happened? Did they phone the police or did they phone the ambulance service? Again, to say that what they've done as well, because what I've seen as well, they've increased the risk, they've put him out on the street, very cold, wet night. So my experience and what I'm saying is the proper procedures weren't followed, and I feel they didn't react in the appropriate manner.
Well, the proper procedures don't look like they were followed. You'll understand why I'm being careful here when we're seeing this video footage. But I would encourage everybody to look at it. I really would. 03030 80 55 55 on Facebook. You can watch the footage. Sorry, that's the number you can call us at. If you want to watch the footage, at Stephen Nolan on Twitter, or the real Stephen Nolan is the address for the Facebook page.
Just quickly, I think it is important to mention that many, many hostel staff are qualified to act in a professional manner. And this video does not reflect my experience with Morningstar, because quite often I speak to hostel staff getting people from the street and into accommodation. And I've always had a good experience with Morningstar hostel. So people working within the homeless sector are professional. But on this occasion, there's certainly an investigation needs to happen, and answers need also to be provided as well.
Sandra Moore is from the Welcome Organisation, an organisation that does incredible work with homeless people. Sandra, good morning to you.
Good morning.
When you've looked at this footage, what's your gut reaction?
Obviously, Stephen, there's an investigation going on. But yes, what I saw was someone being aggressively removed. But what you rightly point out is no one, there's no contextualisation. We don't have any sound or whatever, so we can only make comment on what we actually saw.
Can it ever be right for a man to it appears that he has been thrown, literally dragged and thrown out the door, and left on a cold, wet, hard surface with a crutch thrown from within an organisation that is supposed to protect homeless people, and a crutch thrown from within that building out to the man as he lies in the wet?
No, I don't think anyone could ever condone that type of behaviour, Stephen. But as Paul has rightly said, the majority of people working in the homelessness sector are very well trained, very skilled, very, very professional in de-escalating situations. And I think what maybe people don't realise is the challenges that staff face day and daily, particularly when there's drugs, alcohol, mental health involved. But all staff working in this environment will have received appropriate training on abuse of vulnerable adults, protection from abuse, abuse of power, and there will be strict policies and procedures in place, and indeed the statutory agencies that fund, they regularly monitor that these are being adhered to. And again, I would support Paul in what he says. That's not necessarily everyone's experience of Morningstar, and it certainly wouldn't be my experience of the sector generally. Very, very unfortunate incident. And I do think that what is seen in the video will cause cause concern. And it is appropriate that it is investigated by the appropriate authorities. And indeed, I'm surprised that social services aren't actually involved or...
You know, the footage, I think it's fair comment to say that on face value, that footage is shocking. But you know, Paul McCusker, just finally with you. By the way, we have also spoken to the Morningstar Hostel in Belfast directly. They have confirmed to the Nolan Show that they're aware of the incident. They have confirmed, and this is interesting, Paul, the Morningstar Hostel in Belfast have confirmed to the Nolan Show that an investigation had already taken place. Now, that's interesting. But they say that they have no further comment to make. We asked the hostel if the men who had been investigated because they had done this are still working there. And they said it would not be for them to answer. So Paul McCusker, finally.
Yeah, Stephen, you know, anybody who presents a need in temporary accommodation, it can be a very challenging time. And, you know, what we need to be doing is making people aware that these are safe places to go to. And as I say, this is, I imagine, a very isolated incident. But Morningstar need to come out and reassure people that they've dealt with this appropriately in the right in the right manner. As I say, many people do require temporary accommodation. Hundreds of people, if not thousands of people, right across Belfast and Northern Ireland requiring hostel accommodation every single day. What we need to do is to let that, those people know that there's staff there to support them, that there's empathy, there's care. But Morningstar need to come out and reassure the public around what they've done here and to in terms of investigation and also the outcome of that investigation.
Well, is this happening to anybody else is the question, clearly. That question follows. You know, is this a practice that has either happened more often than this isolated incident in the past, or indeed, is this practice likely to happen within the Morningstar Hostel in Belfast in the future? Do they leave many homeless people lying outside their building in the rain?
I hope not, Stephen. And I know that obviously every hostel have policies and safeguarding policies to protect people because essentially what you need to do is protect the staff, but also protect, the key thing is protecting the people who come into your building, who you offer support to. So I hope not. I hope through this investigation that Morningstar do learn some lessons around this to prevent it happening again. But essentially on the outcome of the investigation, you know, Morningstar need to come out and reassure that they've taken the appropriate action to prevent this from happening again and to reassure the public as well.
Okay, Sandra Moore, Paul McCusker, thank you. And again, we would encourage you to look up this footage. It's currently on the Nolan website, the Nolan Twitter feed at Stephen Nolan and our Facebook page, The Real Stephen Nolan.